You're listening to SBS News.
Martin Gaspari has volunteered for St John Ambulance for 24 years. He's a registered nurse and a paramedic who usually works at a hospital in Sydney's southwest. But most recently, he's been at the front line of the state's COVID-19 response, either at quarantine hotels or drive-through testing clinics. Mr. Gaspari explains.
It could just be one of us, or it could be a couple of us, or a division altogether. And we meet here and they position us to what they want us to do.
Mr. Gaspari's qualifications mean he can do everything from registering to swabbing. He says the idea that he could be putting himself in danger has not crossed his mind.
It was just wanting to be out there, and I was so glad that St. John was part of that deployment. And once we started, I tried to do as much as I could on my days off.
About 1 million people are trained in first aid through St. John Ambulance nationwide. It provides approximately 500,000 volunteer hours in first aid and event health services each year. In New South Wales, nearly 500 St John Ambulance members have provided nearly 9,000 hours of coronavirus-related support. Andrew Citramea is the General Manager of St John Ambulance New South Wales.
It's one of the things that gets me out of bed every morning, knowing that the organisation that I work for is playing such an important role in the community. Couldn't be prouder.
The Summer Hill drive-through clinic in Sydney's inner west has the capacity to conduct up to 600 tests on any given day. Up to 30 staff members there have been redeployed from other areas of New South Wales Health and are on site to help register, carry out and process those tests.
You can drive, because the driveway will be really busy.
Anne-Marie Lavery was redeployed from a child and family health centre and is now the team leader of that particular clinic, which is one of Sydney's busiest.
Constantly arrive and see a big queue up the road and think, wow, the queue that you can see now, that was there before we opened at 8:30. So, yeah, it can be a very huge day.
Authorities are pleased to see such long queues, though, as it means testing rates are high. And for Martin Gaspari, he sees stopping the spread of COVID-19 being as simple as thinking twice.
It is very easy to just shake someone's hand, but if we slow things down and just think before we act, we're going to be a lot safer.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.